Hello everyone, this is Chuck Fry, publisher and writer of the Mind Mapping Software blog. Welcome to the August 2010 Mind Mapping Coaching Call. During the next 20 to 30 minutes, I will be answering questions that you have submitted to me using the feedback form on the blog, as well as those you've emailed to me. Several weeks ago, I put out a request in my weekly e-newsletter asking you for your questions, but then I ran out of time to send a separate reminder to you last week, so I only received a handful of questions from you. So for this call, I dug back into some of the unsolicited questions that you, the readers of this blog, have sent me over the last year. So without further ado, here are answers to 8 of your most important questions. Ruth asks, I use Mac, and like most of the rest of the human race, I have an iPhone. Therefore, I would like a mind mapping application that has an iPhone app too. I've looked at Novamind, MindMeister, MyThoughts, MindNode, and iMindMap. I really want something colorful with images that's easy to use and imaginative. Ruth, if you're looking for an iPhone app that's produced by one of the developers of mind mapping software for the Mac, I suggest that you check out these options. First, you might want to try using Novamind for the Mac, which is really a terrific program, and pair that up with either iBlueSky or iThoughts for the iPhone. Both of those apps do integrate with it. The export of iThoughts is very rich and includes notes, hyperlinks, the topic position, color, shape, task percentage complete, priority, and collapsed status, that is, whether or not a branch is open or closed. Why is it important that it have such a rich export capability? Let's say you start to create a fairly complex mind map in iThoughts on your iPhone and you want to move it over to Novamind. You want as many of those properties maintained as possible when you export it, so you don't have to waste a lot of time recreating everything in Novamind. iThoughts has emerged as one of the top mind mapping apps for the iPhone and now is the number one visual mapping tool for the new iPad. This looks like an excellent option for you. iBlueSky, the other app I mentioned, supports two-way map integration with Novamind. That means you can not only start to create a mind map in this app and export it to Novamind, but also the other way around. iBlueSky doesn't offer as much in terms of embellishing your map topics with metadata like links, task information, and icons to indicate the priority of certain topics. It does enable you to add notes to topics, which should transfer to and from Novamind without any problem. Another option is iMindMap for iPhone. It's fairly intuitive to use, especially because you can drag and drop new subtopics out of an existing topic. Similar to drawing with your fingertip, and it's analogous to the way iMindMap works on the desktop. Except since you're using your finger, it just feels so much more organic. Topic lines are automatically colored, each in a different color. You mentioned you were looking for colorful mind maps. This does it for you automatically. And it basically enables you to fairly quickly and easily create very attractive looking multicolored maps with tapered lines. When you use iMindMap for iPhone's export feature, it automatically creates three files for export and attaches them to an email message. The first file is in iMindMap's native .imm file format, plus it also creates PDF and image files. It makes it very easy to email them to yourself. I tried this export feature with one of the mind maps that I created in my copy of iMindMap for iPhone, and it opened up just fine in the desktop version of iMindMap with the colors, line styles, shapes, and notes all correctly preserved. If you don't mind a web-based mapping tool, then one other option you might want to consider is MindMeister. The map library screen of its iPhone map or its iPhone app enables you to easily open mind maps that are stored in your online map repository of your MindMeister account, and to save mind maps created on the iPhone to your online account. No need to email your maps as the other iPhone-based apps do. This just happens pretty much automatically syncing the two. The downside of this solution is that the MindMeister iPhone app, like iBlueSky, has a somewhat rudimentary feature set. In my opinion, a mind mapping app for mobile platforms must support these essential embellishments: notes, hyperlinks, icons or symbols, and task information. These are basically the capabilities you need to create business-oriented mind maps. And if an app doesn't support all of these, then it seriously limits what you're able to create on your iPhone. Great question, Ruth. Mansoor asks, I would like to read the data from an Excel file and create an affinity diagram from it. I was wondering if the way items need to be connected can be stored in the Excel file so that the affinity diagram can be created automatically from the file. Thanks for your question, Mansoor. Let's start out by defining what an affinity diagram is so we're all on the same page here. An affinity diagram is a visual planning tool that's used to organize ideas and data. It enables large numbers of ideas from a brainstorming session to be sorted into groups for review and analysis. Often these ideas are captured in the physical world on index cards or post-it notes, and then clustered into groups of related ideas for further analysis and brainstorming. Can you create affinity diagrams from data stored in an Excel spreadsheet? It turns out that you can. One way I discovered while researching the answers to this question is to use an application from Microsoft Labs called Sticky Sorter. And I posted the URL for the web page where you can learn more about it and download this free program in the blog post that accompanies this coaching call. Check out the video to see what this cool little program can do. For example, you can easily create virtual sticky notes and quickly capture ideas on them, group them in a variety of ways, and display quite a large quantity of them on screen using its various display, zoom, and task grouping options. You can also set up custom fields to capture structured data in the notes, either as part of the visible text or as background metadata that isn't displayed but it's still easily accessible. Essentially, it allows you to flip the cards over and view even more data. And it does this to help reduce visual clutter. Sticky Sorter imports any tabular data stored in a CSV file format. As you'd expect from the capabilities I've just described, you can decide which fields will be displayed as your data is converted into sticky notes and which ones should be hidden. To test how Sticky Sorter handles CSV files, I created a simple 3-column worksheet with 6 records. The columns were customer name, territory, and salesperson. I thought that the program would give me some sort of option to automatically group records based on the values contained in one of the columns. In other words, I could select the column and then it would look at the different values and then group sticky notes based on those values. Unfortunately, it didn't. It just scattered the 6 records around the workspace, and it was up to me to create group names and then assign each note to the proper group. I'd hoped that part would be as simple as dragging and dropping a note over to a group header and that it would automatically attach itself, but it didn't do that either. Instead, I had to right-click on a note, then select an Add to the Group command, and I had to do this for each of the 6 topics that I added to my sticky notes workspace. Not entirely intuitive, but hey, this is a beta application that's offered for free right now from Microsoft Labs. I suppose if enough people like it, Microsoft will continue to develop it and add more features to it and hopefully make it a bit more intuitive to use. Still, even at this early stage, it looks like a pretty cool application, and I highly recommend that you download it and try it out. This was an excellent question that helped me to learn something new. Thanks for asking it, Mansoor. Nicholas asks, I want to buy the best software available for mapping out my industry and to analyze my competitors, their key clients, etc. I saw somewhere a program called Business Map 5. Is it reliable? Any suggested alternative links where I can read about business software that I could use for my small business? Business Map 5, to start out with, isn't mind mapping software. It's a database program with some capabilities to display data visually. One good example of that is overlaying sales data on a territory map, for example. If you're thinking of doing this kind of competitive analysis with mind mapping software, it's actually fairly easy. You simply create a major branch of your map for each competitor and then capture everything you know about them in connected sub-branches. Here's how I recommend that you approach this. Create one set of branches with the descriptors of the data that you want to be sure to capture, such as annual sales, number of locations, number of employees, key products and services, key clients, and so forth. Then copy that templated branch, paste it to a new location within your map, and fill it in with the information you've gathered for one competitor. Then continue that copying and pasting process to add data for the other competitors. Doing it in this way helps to ensure consistency of data. You're making sure that for each competitor, you're capturing the same set of 6 or 8 or 10 pieces of data. And it's easy to tell what's missing then, rather than having it be a little bit more random. If you're a member of the Mind Mapping Insider membership program, then you may remember I interviewed Roger C. Parker a few months ago. And during that interview, he talked about how this could be done to research competitive books at the start of a book writing project simply by looking at competing books in Amazon.com and looking at the data that each of those entries tends to contain, like the number of recommendations, the number of related books, the number of other books the author has published, those sorts of things. And it's a very good way to determine if there is a market or a sub-niche within that market for the book idea that you have. I strongly recommend you listen to this interview if you're interested in that sort of thing. As far as links to websites that review small business software, I don't have any solid recommendations for you. You might try sites like Inc.com and Entrepreneur.com. When it comes to mind mapping software, I do many reviews right here on the Mind Mapping Software blog. And on my Innovation Tools site, I do periodic reviews of programs and tools that are not only used to generate ideas, but also those that can be used to capture ideas. Programs like InfoSelect and OneNote and Evernote. I hope that helps you, Nicholas. Tony asks, is there a free mind mapping program that exports to PowerPoint? Not that I know of, Tony. I did some checking on this question and found that FreeMind, the most popular free mind mapping program, can export to an XML-compatible data format. Because Excel and Project, two programs within the Microsoft Office suite, can successfully import this data because they do support XML, but for some reason, PowerPoint just doesn't. And so you can't take a map from FreeMind and pull it into PowerPoint, unfortunately. Another free mind mapping program that's gaining in popularity lately is XMind, but only the paid version, which is called XMind Pro, supports export to PowerPoint. So that's at least a low-cost solution, something you might want to check out. Deb asks, I use Mind Manager, and my limitation in mind mapping is that few of my clients have it, so I have to print to a PDF or export my map to a PowerPoint. Do you have any advice on what other types of formats I can convert Mind Manager maps to? Better ways to share it with others, especially so it's not static, which it is if it's a PDF or a PowerPoint or an image file. Is there a web-based mind mapping tool that allows you to keep maps private or shared with the ones that you select? This is really a two-part question, Deb, so let's tackle them one at a time. First, you asked about the other export formats for Mind Manager besides PDF and PowerPoint. You mentioned that you wanted to share your maps in ways that aren't static. One possibility is to export your map as a MindJet player file. This is an enhanced PDF file that has some flash functionality embedded within it. When you export your map to this format, it retains most of its interactivity, including the ability to expand and collapse map branches, click on hyperlinks, and read notes. And it retains the appearance that you gave your maps in terms of line shapes, topic colors, and most other formatting. The one thing it doesn't do is export attachments from your map because those aren't supported in the Flash environment. Now for the second half of your question, is there a web-based mind mapping tool that allows you to keep maps private or shared with people that you select? Most definitely. Most of the web-based mind mapping applications like MindMeister, MindDomo, CoMapping, and SpinScape give you a lot of control over setting up user groups and access rate levels and then assigning people to them. This gives you a lot of freedom to control who can see your mind maps and who can't, who can edit them, and so forth. You also have an option, if you're a Mind Manager user, to share your maps via their Catalyst collaboration platform. That gives you a similar level of control over who can view your maps, who can edit them, etc. You can also store other types of files within Catalyst, not just Mine Manager maps. And it incorporates a web-based version of Mine Manager, so some members of your team can use this cloud-based version rather than having to deploy Mine Manager on every desktop, which can get rather expensive. Mind you, I'm not singing the praises of Catalyst here, but I'm just making you aware that it's available as one possible solution to your challenge. Francois asks, I would like a mind mapping tool that does the following. I'm used to creating real-time mind maps during keynotes or other live events. I would like the tool to be able to record the audio for me and, most importantly, to add a timestamp each time a topic or subtopic is added to the map. When I later click on a topic, the timeline would automatically play the audio part so I can hear what the person said at that specific moment. The audio would be recorded from the microphone of a netbook, for example. If I understand what you mean, Francois, this type of functionality is similar to what the LiveScribe Smart Pen does. This is a pen that records audio while you're taking notes in a meeting or a lecture, and it then indexes the two. That means you can tap on a section of your notes and the pen will play back the audio part of the meeting or presentation. It's a very cool technology integration. I know of at least one program, XMind, that lets you record audio clips from within the program, and they're automatically attached to the currently selected topic. But to the best of my knowledge, there isn't any program that enables you to select a topic and have the audio from that part of the meeting or presentation automatically play back. Nothing with that level of integration, at least not today. It does, however, sound like an incredibly cool idea. Perhaps it's an opportunity for future development. Developers, are you listening? Scott asks, I'm relatively new to Mine Manager 8 and I have a large number of projects to keep track of. I don't generally need the depth of information, just summaries, reports, and action items for each project. What is the best way to attack this? I was going to create a master map and then have each project feed into it. Scott, I'm pleased to tell you that your idea is right on track. You should create one master map that links out to all of your other project maps. You can actually configure that within Mine Manager so that it automatically opens this master map each time you open the program. Here's how to do it. Open the program's options menu. It's one of two buttons at the very bottom of the menu that opens when you click on the MindJet logo, which is to the left of the first ribbon toolbar tab. Then navigate to a panel called General. I think it's the second or third one in the list. Within that dialog box is a checkbox marked Open Document on Startup. Click on that to turn it on, and then click on Existing Document. Then navigate to the folder where your Mine Manager maps are located. And then select your master map. That'll give you one-click access to all of your project maps. If your project maps contain a lot of tasks, and I'm sure they do, you may want to invest in a Mine Manager add-in program called Results Manager. It's produced by a company called Gyronix. And if you take a look at the blog post for this coaching call, I've included a link to their website where you can learn more about this excellent tool. What Mine Manager does in a nutshell is it has this amazing ability to look across all of your Mine Manager maps, provided they're stored in a single directory, extract all of the current tasks, and roll them up into a new summary map. How useful is that? Based on what you need to do, it sounds like Results Manager might fit your needs very, very well. Thomas wonders, it would be nice if mind mapping software would not only allow you to show images on its branches, but also allow editing of these images. Can any program do this? That sounds like very useful technology, Thomas, or very useful functionality. There's only one problem. The software developers who make the image editing software are different than those who develop the mind mapping software. What this means is there currently aren't any mind mapping programs that will enable you to edit any images that are attached to mind mapping topics. It's important to remember here that there are really two different types of computer graphics, each with its own unique characteristics. There are bitmapped images, such as photos, which are really a gigantic grid of individual pixels, each with its own color qualities. Viewed together, they merge together in our eyes as an illustration or photograph. We don't see the individual pixels. These are typically edited using a program like Photoshop. And the other type is vector images, which uses mathematical expressions to describe an image's lines, curves, colors, and other qualities. These are typically created and edited in a program like Adobe Illustrator or CorelDRAW. CS Odessa, producers of the highly regarded Concept Draw Mind Map, also produces a vector mapping or vector drawing program called, simply enough, Concept Draw. Concept Draw Mind Map draws upon some of its code base to offer users the ability to draw simple charts and diagrams within mind maps. It provides three tools: an ellipse tool, which can be used to create topic boundaries or to highlight important parts of your mind map, several types of lines and arrows, as well as Bezier curves, which are basically vector curves that are very smooth and scalable. Concept Draw Mind Map can edit drawings you have created using its native drawing tools, but not images created in other graphic software programs. That doesn't completely meet the needs you described in your question, Thomas, but it's the closest thing to what's available today. In conclusion, thank you for listening to this coaching call and for sending me your questions about mind mapping. I look forward to continuing this dialogue with you during the month of September. Feel free to send me your questions at any time. You can use the feedback form on the blog, which can be found at mindmappingsoftwareblog.com/contact, or you can simply send me an email message at chuck@innovationtools.com. I look forward to hearing from you. Thanks again for listening.